Hello, everyone. It's Nico here with your Thursday Thought Load. And today's going to be a little bit of a personal message. And I'm going to talk about bullying. Today, and with social media and how the world is turning, there's a lot more ways that people can experience bullying. Obviously, every person's situation is different. Today, I would assume that cyberbullying is a bigger part of the whole bullying dynamic. But even though it's just words over, you know, cyberspace, it still can impact people a lot. And I think the toughest thing to deal with in bullying is realizing that the words that the other people are saying don't matter. And I really do think that, unfortunately, the people who are bullied the most are people who care the most. For me, I had a great relationship with my parents at home. I cared about what they thought of me and how I was being, like how I, like the type of son that I was being. I cared about that stuff. And so whenever someone was attacking my character outside of the home, it hurt a lot. And for me, I experienced not only verbal bullying, but also physical bullying. And it's never fun. I experienced that for 3 years. And even to this day, my mom will talk about how she wishes she would have known more about bullying and what to do and how to support me as a kid and things like that. But there is a very tough balance. When I talk to my mom about what I experienced with bullying, one of the things that she mentions is that I told her not to go to the principal or not to go to the teacher because it would make it worse. And unfortunately, that's true in a lot of cases. Because the people bullying are just going to see it as you being weak or you reaching out for help. And I think that's where the sad part of bullying comes in, is that really, if you're at a certain age, there's not a lot that you can do. For me, I was bullied between fourth grade and sixth grade, somewhere in there, maybe even earlier. And the only reason why it stopped is because I started playing football. And it, to me, I was, I always thought about how my reactions had consequences, or my actions had consequences. And so I always restrained myself from being physical at school or anything like that, even though I wanted to demolish these kids. But I knew that if I did that, I was going to get in trouble, and not only at school, but probably at home and all that stuff. But it's amazing what happens when you can legally hit people. It's apparently that's the ticket out of bullying. I really don't know why things stop. Definitely think sports can help. If you're experiencing bullying, you're not really sure what to do, try to find a sport. Whether that be a class like martial arts, jiu-jitsu, something like that, or something more mainstream, I guess, if you want to call it that, something like soccer, baseball, lacrosse, football, basketball, doesn't matter. Just play a sport. It's something that you're passionate about, hopefully, or something that you see yourself playing. But if you do that, at least gives you an outlet to let some of that pent up emotion, anger out. Gives you an opportunity to let it go. And that is the hardest lesson to learn throughout the process of bullying is that you have to let it go. It's obviously a lot easier said than done, and I'm looking back at my experience that was decades ago. And so it's easy for me to say that, but if you are going through something right now where you feel like you're being taken advantage of, you feel like people are pushing you around, you feel like people are degrading you, hopefully they're not being physical with you, but if they are, I want you to hear this. There is always someone that you can talk to. There is always someone that will support you. And there's always a way to make things better. It may not involve talking to the bully or to the parents of the bully or what have you, but there's always a way for you to get yourself into a better place mentally, to handle some of those things that are being thrown at you, and to find a way to let some of your anger go. Because at least for me, I know every situation, every person's different. There was a lot of anger. And I just knew that I couldn't try to hurt anyone or hit someone if it wasn't in the context of sports. So I had to find a way to let that out. And it worked for me. But remember that. You're not alone. Millions of kids go through something like this all the time, even into high school and college. It is not just a young child's problem anymore. And just take your time. It's never something that is solved in one day. But stay the course, stay true to your values, and everything will work out. It may not be easy. It may take some time to get there, but you will be fine. And for me, one of the things, I don't even remember this happening, but apparently after everything happened with my situation, what happened with my situation is I got to a point where the two kids that were bullying me had pushed me onto the ground. This is during a PE class in middle school. Teachers in the gym. I get pushed down because I'm playing basketball and just trying to play defense and I don't really know what I'm doing. And these kids start kicking me. So that was great. And then shortly after that, I stand up for myself and I hit this kid in the stomach. Now, I want to preface that by saying that was after many years of enduring verbal and physical abuse from these assholes. And so I had reached a tipping point. And after that, what I was getting to before is I don't remember this happening. But one of the kids that was bullying me and their parent showed up to my house and the dad had his son apologize. And that's something that's good to remember. I'm glad my mom remembers that happening because I guess I just try to erase them from my memory. But things like that make it all worth it. And really, like, that's a wonderful move by the father. I just wish I didn't have to go through all of that other stuff to have him learn a lesson or the father be able to teach that lesson. So all in all, I just want to say that if anyone is going through something like bullying, either they're experiencing it right now or they're trying to mentally figure out what happened before and process everything. I just want you to know that I'm here if you want to talk to me. But there's also loads of resources out there in the world for you to connect with. And you're not alone. It's never fun going through stuff like that. But people are here to help, and it's going to be okay. Now, if for any reason you are being physically bullied, that is way worse than any verbal abuse you could receive. Try and reach out to adults that are around you and see if there's a way that you can solve that part, because that's unacceptable. And I would urge you to at least get some different perspectives from some adults or other people in your life to see how you can put an end to that. I wish you all the best. Remember that every day is just a drop in the bucket of life, and reach out to those resources if you feel that you guys are in need. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned next week for another thought load. I love you guys. And as always, begin the duel, win the day.